Morning, everybody. Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Someone's alive out there. Not fair on these little kids to change seats, don't you? You know, one of the really cool things about preparing worship for the week is that you get the songs just go over and over and over and over, and you wake up in the morning singing them and go to bed at night singing the worship songs, and they get really, really so much into your soul. It's really, really cool to be that part of the worship service where you're preparing things, and it's just going so deep into your heart. And I pray this morning that as we sing worship, that they won't just be words, because they're familiar songs to us, but that they will go deep into our hearts and we'll see the words differently. Sometimes I think we sing songs over and over again and they become so familiar to us that it's like it goes right over the top. It's just the same old song. But this morning we've got two songs. They're both MP4s. And that's who you say I am, who God says I am, is who I am. Not who someone told me that I was when I was a kid or whatever it is, but who God says I am is who I am. And as we've gone through the couple of years that we've both been here, I think Doug has gone over and over that, and so have I, that when we really get to grips with who I am in God and how God made me. We had a cool home group on Friday night, and you know, I got pretty potent there because we were beginning to realise who God says I am and how he made me and who he made me to be. And that's a really cool thing for us to grasp and get hold of. One of the things that I was thinking about as well was, can anyone remember what Doug spoke on last week? Sort of? What was it about? What did we speak about a little bit? Can anyone remember?
Culture of honour.
Okay. And I think a little bit of it was on criticism, and I thought, oh, how far did you get this week without criticising something? Doug did a session in one of the churches that we're in, and there were three pastors on staff and a few elders, and they gave themselves an assignment for a week that they were not allowed to criticise anything because they'd all become aware of criticism. And guess how far they got into that week? Maybe the first hour? And it was just a really cool thing for them to realise just how often that comes out of our mouth. And so it's been a really... I had to apologise to Doug this week, and I hope some of you may have had to do something like that, and I'm not the only one doing it. But the next song that we have is You Raise Me Up, and it's a really cool song by Josh Groban. It's one of my favourite songs because the more I hear it, the more it's not just a song of you raise me up to make me more than I can be, but it's God raises me up to make me more than I can really be. And if you really believe that, it's like, and you look back maybe a year, you think, am I still the same person a year ago that I am today? Because if we're still the same person, something needs to change. So let's sing these songs. Let's stand and sing them. And give them your heart this morning. Let it penetrate your heart. And just see these words and sing them in a real different way this morning. Thanks, Joe.
Who am I that the heart is saying would welcome me? I was lost when he broke me in, oh, his love. Free indeed, I'm a child.
Where we can choose to be turkeys or we can choose to be eagles, and it's our choice to make. And Lord, this morning I pray that we'll take the words of those songs. God, make me more than I could ever imagine that I could be. God, transform my life. Papa, take hold of me, shake me round, get me out of my comfort zones, and cause me to be the person that you raised me up to be. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you care about us in spite of who we are, even because of who we are. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your love for us. Amen.